Daybreak.
This is Brendan Cole. You're listening to Hannah Murray on Talk Radio Europe.
Good morning. Just coming up to 20 past nine. Joining us on the line now from the UK is Emma Sale. She's an entrepreneur and the founder and driving force behind the KK Group. Among many other things, she runs the Sisterhood, a group of women who complete extreme sports challenges and raise money for charities. Emma has done everything from running the world's hardest ultramarathon across the Sahara. She's climbed Kilimanjaro. She's swam the English Channel and has ran from LA to Vegas. She's also the founder of Sister, an online app designed for empowering women professionally, and Safe Date, an app that offers you peace of mind when dating. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, just comment on, I saw a bit that you wrote online the other day, just celebrating the success of the Lionesses and how well they've done and how what a great role model that they are for young women.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. And I think I posted it up before finding out yesterday that it was something like, was it 10.7 million people tuned in, which is the highest TV audience in the UK has had on anything so far this year. I just think it's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. It's good, isn't it? Comparing the likes of, you know, we have a lot of reality TV at the moment, programs like Love Island, which a lot of young people are obviously hooked on watching. And it's nice to have proper role models in sport and things like that.
Yeah, he really have, you know, it's that hard work and that grit and that drive. And I just think for female role models, a lot of the time now, yeah, the only ones you sort of see or have the airtime are the reality TV lot, which, to be honest, I hate it. I hate it. And it makes, you know, young girls lick and think they can be famous in 5 minutes and they don't have to try to do anything. And it's all about what they look like. So, yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about grit and determination, the Sisterhood, the things that you guys have done with that is absolutely incredible. Where did it all come from?
It came from a drunk bet, which is often where most of my things come from. It was 13, 14 years ago, and I was doing an adventure race, and there was a group of guys who were saying that they had done a race, and their team was the Brotherhood, and they wanted to basically race, go across the English Channel in a dragon boat. And I went, sorry, I'm going to launch the Sisterhood and we'll race you across. So that's sort of how it started. And then, so the first year was training to go across the English Channel in a dragon boat. And it was full on, but the bit I loved was the getting the girls together in the community and the social side of it, which I think girls lose much more than guys do when you leave school, when you leave university. Girls sort of just go off and boys come along. And, you know, guys are much better at kind of keeping their sports clubs and keeping their football and hockey and rugby or going off on golf weekends. And I just felt it was really important to have a group and a club where actually girls from anywhere sort of felt part of this community and could join socially. They could do loads of different crazy sports races. They didn't have to. They could find girls local to them to train together. And that's sort of what the Sisterhood has always been about, that kind of that community side of it. And yes, every year we do, you know, two or three really crazy races, but not every girl in the Sisterhood does them all. And at the bottom, you know, at the end of the day, everything we do is for various charities. So sort of that's the main aim as well.
There's women from all kinds of backgrounds who have joined the Sisterhood as well. You've got some really interesting women on board.
Yeah, really different ones. I mean, there's a couple of well-known ones, and TV presenters, singers, all the way through to sort of city women and lawyers, advertising, DJs. It's a really eclectic mixed group of girls. But, you know, they've all got that same sort of grit and determination and wanting to go out and, you know, experience and try new things and sort of live life. So, yeah.
And there was a period of time, people may recognise the name because there was a period of time where it was in the paper loads, because Kate Middleton was a member for a while, wasn't she?
She was involved that very first year, and there was a lot of photos of her standing on the back of the boat, of the dragon boat. So she was meant to be doing the channel crossing and trained for it, and it was while she had split up from William, but then we got back together with William, and we all know what happened, and she backed away. So
So I have to ask you about climbing Kilimanjaro. That looks like a really, really challenging thing to take on. How did you find it?
I found it amazing and just beautiful. But it's one of those things that, you know, you do a lot of sports things that require loads of training. Whereas something like Kilimanjaro, that whole altitude, you don't really know how you're going to be affected by it. And people, I've seen some of the fittest people not make it to the top of it. So, I mean, there's a certain thing, tick list, that it sort of makes you better at altitude. And actually being a female is one of those things. Just in the way we, you know, use oxygen in the body and with sort of slow twitch muscle fibers and that, and being long distance, and if you're a swimmer. So it's sort of, you know, anyone, I say to anyone wanting to do it, you don't know, and you don't need to be ridiculously, you know, fit. But it's just the most incredible thing, and every day's different, and the whole, you know, the climate changes and the views change, and it's an incredible challenge to do.
And that, talking about climate changes and things, that the ultra marathon that you did across the Sahara, I mean, running on sand for a start, I think most people will know, is much harder than running on tarmac, but in that heat.
That was probably one of the most challenging things I've done. But I love them, these kind of ones, the long, really long distance one, because they're so psychological that it doesn't, you know, it's 50% isn't fitness. It's mind games, and it's that psychological side where you're having conversations with yourself to get going and not give up. And I just find that side fascinating. And actually that very much goes into business as well. You can use those skills and sort of the way you visualize and the way you kind of deal with wanting to give up and get through it. It translates really well into the business world.
And one of your new business ventures is Sister, that I mentioned, Sistr, which is an online app designed for empowering women professionally. Tell us more about that.
So that kind of came, the name came off the back of Sister, but the platform came off the sort of the KK group, and the platform for the whole KK group is a big sort of community dating social network site with events on as well. And we've got 120,000 members on that. And we just, and part of that, the tech team had built this a few years ago, this sort of mentoring platform bit, and it was sat there, and we just thought, well, if we combine that and take the community side from the KK group and the chat and put it, you know, mix it with Sister and with a sisterhood, and sort of me seeing what was going on offline, which was all the girls helping each other, and there's a big WhatsApp group and other groups that, you know, if people needed a lawyer, if they needed business advice. So I've seen that going on for sort of 13 years, and I thought, and it was just sort of actually, me and my CEO, who's very tech minded, just sat there and went, well, the combination of it all could create a, you know, a really cool platform. And so the Sister platform at the moment is, it's a mentoring platform and a connection networking platform for professional women, and anyone can register if you're female. You can look at all the other members, and you can direct message them for advice. There's a Q&A section, so you ask a question and anyone can answer. And we're about to turn on all the chat and kind of forum functionality on it. And we're launching a whole event series from September, from breakfast, lunch, panel debates, socials in the evening, and big workshops as well. So that's what the Sister platform is all about.
And it's great that you're encouraging women to really support each other and help each other as well. We need more of that, don't we?
Yeah, and I went to an all-girls boarding school for 10 years, and you know, my girls have always been my family, and I've always, you know, it's been something that sort of, it's just, you know, what I do and is really important. But I see girls are bitches, and how women treat other women a lot of the time, and it's just, you know, not right. And then we're very quick to blame men for not, you know, oh well, you know, for not going up the career ladder or whatever. And I say a lot of the time it's other women that stop women from, you know, reaching their potential and doing and being the best they can and encouraging them and mentoring them. So I always say, you know, women need to be a lot nicer to each other. And yeah, so hopefully we can help a bit of that.
Yeah, definitely. And safe date as well is a great idea, giving people peace of mind when dating. How does that work?
Yeah, so that was a bit of technology. Again, we were building to latch onto the KK platform because we were finding a lot of our members were telling each other if they were going off on Tinder dates or Bumble dates and that if they didn't, you know, message back or check back into our platform by a certain time, then send out a search party and this is where their date was. So that's how, what we were doing. And then we decided that actually it could be a much bigger concept where actually schoolgirls, you know, and parents can use the app to so their daughter or sons, you know, or whoever it's a very simple app. You put in where you're going, you put in all your date or play date details, and if they've got online profiles, you pick your safe people and you can have as many as you want, and you add their numbers or email addresses, and then you put what time you want to check back in to the app. Then if you haven't checked back in at that time, then your safe people will get a message, a text message saying so-and-so had you as their safe person and hasn't checked back in. And these are the details of where they were and who they were with. So, it adds that privacy as well, in that your safe people don't need to tell them they're your safe people. You can go off, and only if, you know, something happens and you don't check back in, will they know that you've been out and on these dates. So it's not sort of like find your friends or find my friends, where you can constantly stalk people. It's sort of, you only get the info if the person hasn't checked back into the app. But we're adding loads of bits to it, like a panic button and linking it into WhatsApp and Uber and other things at the moment. So
fantastic. So what's, have you got other plans for other business platforms? What's your kind of main focus at the moment?
Honest, I'm a little bit swamped. I've got
yeah, you got enough.
I've got three children under five, and all this. So to me, at the moment, it's building what we've got. We're doing a financial raise for the KK group, a Series A raise in the next 6 months. So the platforms we've got at the moment have so much potential, and more technology we're adding to it to them. So we're just going to keep going on what we've got.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with it all. It's great to chat with you. If people want more information about the KK group and all the different things that come under that, what's the main website?
There's one holding website that has everything up, which is wearekk.com. wearekk.com has
Perfect.
It all on.
Okay, wearekk.com. Brilliant. Yeah. Emma Sale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.